This is Ted Kennedy. The Supreme Court is retreating on civil rights. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, these are difficult times for civil rights. As fast as Congress writes the laws, the Supreme Court seems to repeal them. One recent 5-4 decision overruled an 18-year-old precedent and made it more difficult for women and minorities to prove they're victims of job discrimination. Another 5-4 decision makes it easier to stop employers from hiring more women and minorities. It's hard to understand the rationale for these decisions, Al, but it's easy to see what's going on. Justices appointed to the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan are tilting the court against civil rights. Long after President Reagan left office, the impact of his judicial appointments will be felt. Congress may be able to reverse some or even all of these adverse rulings by enacting legislation. But after so much progress in recent years, Al, it's sad to see the Supreme Court start to turn its back on civil rights.
What's ever sadder, Ted, is seeing you pitch knives into Ronald Reagan's back long after he's left. Now you're really reaching, pal. In fact, these are not difficult times for civil rights, but they are tough times for unconstitutional laws. You Democrats control the Congress, Ted. Write reasonable laws, and you don't have the problem. The Supreme Court is not retreating on civil rights, and it is finally recognizing that those old quota systems for hiring are unfair and repugnant, and it's finally doing something about it. Anytime you set a quota for hiring one particular group, you discriminate against others. That really is wrong. If I recall correctly, Ted, you voted to confirm each one of Reagan's 3 outstanding nominations, Justices Rehnquist, Kennedy, and O'Connor. You have no complaint. They're thoughtfully correcting legislative abuses created by your own party, and long overdue. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to stay vigilant and cautious in our dealings with the Soviet Union. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.